With Apple recently launching its iPhone 6 plus other variations, including the iWatch to wear on the wrist, it's clearer than ever that smart mobile phones aren't going away. And Apple is, of course, just one of several manufacturers, many of which produce smart mobile phones of the so-called Google Android variety. And Microsoft Windows phones are also available. But how accessible is this exciting, ever-changing technology to blind and partially sighted people, especially as most of these devices use touch screens, which are controlled by placing the finger on specific displayed icons or symbols on the screen? And when it comes to smartphones as opposed to other types of mobile phones, it's necessary to assess the accessibility of everything they can do. Making and receiving phone calls is only a small part of what they're capable of. Steve Nutt, who runs Computer Room Services, which specializes in products that make technology accessible and who is blind himself, talked us briefly through some of the many things that a smart mobile phone can do these days, and specifically things that they can do that are fully accessible to a vision-impaired person. And we started by talking about different ways that one can communicate with a phone, apart from making a phone call, of course.
Well, obviously there's texting. And there's also things like Skype, so you can talk to people on Skype, so it's not just a plain phone call. You can also do WhatsApp, which is another text messaging thing, and of course there's Facebook and Twitter and all those kinds of things you can do on smartphones accessibly as well. I'm not just saying what sighted people can do. You can actually do a lot of this accessibly. So yes, many things you can do in terms of communications.
Now, some of those, not all of the ones you mentioned, but some of them, which aren't perhaps just online services, need you to have a contacts book. You need to know who you're contacting or who's contacting you. Managing the people you know, maybe their addresses, but certainly their phone numbers and maybe a few other details, is that accessible on most smart mobile phones?
Yes, it is. I mean, when I talk about smartphones, you know, I'm talking about Android phones and iPhones primarily, because those are the two platforms that are really accessible, and Windows 8 is becoming accessible, so the Nokia Lumia-type phones will soon be accessible to talk. So there's about three platforms where smartphones, in the true sense, are accessible.
So different types of phones, and therefore different types of ways in which they will talk to the user, but they do all talk.
They do, yeah. Yes, and they magnify too.
And managing the data, managing the information we talked about in the contacts or anything else, is that easy to do? In other words, does the text-to-speech, or indeed even the magnification, does that cover everything on the screen?
Pretty much so, yes. I mean, it's fair to say, though, that easy is subjective. You've really got to get the hang of using a touch screen first. And that is where the biggest barrier, if you like, to using a smartphone if you're blind is apparent nowadays. A lot of blind people are rightly frightened of or don't want to go into the territory of touch screens, and a lot of smartphones are touchscreen by definition.
But it is doable with practice, you're saying?
It is doable. I'm completely blind and I use smartphones all the time.
And what about doing other things with a smartphone? Now, there are things that you can access online. You might want to stream a talking book. You might want to listen to music, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are all those things, again, accessible, but also manageable?
Indeed, yes. I mean, you can listen to music that's on your phone itself, because you can obviously copy files to your phone, but you can also stream from the internet, basically. So you can actually have your music anywhere in the world nowadays.
So that would be listening to some radio stations as well that might not be on your standard radio set at home, you mean?
Exactly, yeah. You can really do that with a smartphone.
And other gadgets that are online that perhaps some people don't think of, like GPS, you know, being able to guide you from one place to another,
yes,
or other travel information, is that accessible?
Absolutely, yeah. You've got GPS on all the platforms, iPhone and Android. It's variable depending on what application, because it's important to know that with smartphones, you can download what's called apps. Now, apps are only programs that do certain things. So you have a choice, enormous choice of, for example, GPS apps, and you can download these apps, and then you can use GPS. Some of them cost and some of them are free, but you can download lots of apps, and you can customize your phone to your own taste by downloading these apps.
I guess there's a thing about a mobile phone as opposed to, for example, a computer or another bit of technology, and that is the size. They are small. You talked about getting used to actually using the touch screen if you're blind or partially sighted. But once you've done that, the kind of mechanics of a phone, are they fiddly? Is that another thing you've got to get used to? And, you know, maybe using headphones, that kind of thing. Does that take a bit of getting used to?
It does, particularly the on-screen keyboard. And there are alternatives, though, to the on-screen keyboard. You can, for example, dictate to your phone. You can voice dictate to your phone. You can dictate emails. You can dictate texts. You can ask the phone questions. You can ask the phone the weather and the current temperature and things like that. So there are ways around it. And there are also other things you can do, like Bluetooth keyboards that you can buy to add on to your phone so that you can use a physical keyboard rather than an on-screen keyboard.
I know that various manufacturers, and I'm talking about software manufacturers in the main, although I think there are a few hardware solutions as well, have made adaptations specifically for blind and partially sighted people to use with standard, usually Android phones, to make them more accessible and even sort of simplify down what you might get on a phone. So it's just a few icons that are on the screen. Are those becoming more and more common? And is that a good first way for someone to get used to a smart mobile phone?
It can be, yes. I mean, if you really want to start and not worry too much about the touch screen, that can be a very good way of doing it. There are various apps. There's Synaptic, I believe. There's one called Georgie. But there's also Telerion, which has a rubberized overlay over the touch screen so that you've got holes that you can use as reference points.
So that would be a physical solution rather than a software one?
Both. It's a software solution added to an Android phone plus a rubberized overlay, yes.
And kind of looking at the overall picture then, I mean, smartphones aren't going away. So would a blind or partially sighted person perhaps feel a bit bolder about taking on this technology?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, I personally love smartphones, but then I've been into smartphones for years. I do love what smartphones can do, and so therefore I'm happy to persevere, even though sometimes it slowed me up at the beginning. Now I don't really think about it.
Now, increasingly, you'll find a selection of accessible mobile phones in local and touring resource centres, but these may sometimes major on those that score heavily by being accessible in a tactile way. They might, for example, have just a few buttons and the screen may be of secondary importance. Some don't have a screen at all. So these are very different to the smart mobile phones that we've just been talking about, for which the touchscreen is often the main way of operating them. But exhibitions and resource centres may also demonstrate these smart mobile phones. And if you'd like to find out more about touchscreen smart mobile phones, one of the suppliers, Computer Room Services, from whom we've just heard, they can be phoned on 01438 742286. Or you can email Steve at comproom, spelt COMP, r-o-m.co.uk.